天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，大家好，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。今天我们的主题依然是花园与城市。不知大家是否诧异，为什么世界上会有灾难？大的来说，地震、洪水、旱灾、火山爆发、恐怖袭击屡见不鲜。从小的来说，人们占卜、占星、看相，想预测未来，可还是逃不过生老病死。没人能抵挡飞来横祸，这是为什么呢？今天，麦克牧师就会用圣经上的话来帮助我们解答这个问题。那么，就请大家尽管带着疑问来收听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友你好。
We are so glad you tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很高兴你收听这个节目。
We have been going through a series of messages entitled The Garden versus the City.
我们正在讲着一系列的信息，题目叫花园与城市。
And I want to begin today by telling you about something somebody said.
今天我先要跟大家讲一些别人说的事。
That there is a Babylonian revival going on across North America and Europe and most of the world.
有人说，在北美洲、欧洲和世界很多地方正进行着一个巴比伦复兴运动。
What is a Babylonian revival, you ask?
你会问，什么是巴比伦复兴运动？
It is fortune telling.
那就是算命。
It is the occult.
那就是秘术。
It is tarot card reading.
就是占卜。
It is astrology.
就是占星术。
It is horoscope.
就是星象学。
All of these latest crazes are as old as chapter 11 of the book of Genesis.
这些新兴的狂热其实是很古老的，早在创世纪第十一章里就有的了。
For those of you joining us for the first time, we are in the middle of a series of broadcasts I call The Garden versus the City.
你们中间有第一次收听这节目的话，我们正讲着一系列名叫《花园与城市》的信息。
It is the Garden of God versus the City of Man.
就是神的花园跟人的城市的对比。
In today's broadcast, we will be looking at Genesis chapter 11, Verses 1 to 9.
在今天的节目，我们会看创世纪第十一章一到九节。
There is nothing new about the occult, as I said before.
正如我前面说过，算命术并不是新奇的事。
I'm going to explain this in a minute.
我等一下会来解释这个。
But let me tell you what is new about this modern popularity of the occult.
不过先让我告诉你现在流行的算命术有什么新招。
These occult practices are being revived in Europe and America.
这些算命术是在欧洲和美洲兴起的。
These occult practices were not generally known to these parts of the world.
这种算命术以前并不曾在这些地方流传过。
They were known in India and other countries.
他们曾流传于印度和其他国家。
But in the United States alone, there are estimated to be 50 million believers in astrology.
但是单在美国，就估计有5000万人相信占星术。
There are over 200,000 part-time psychic and fortune tellers.
有超过200,000个兼职的灵媒和相士。
There are over 20,000 full-time psychic and fortune tellers.
有超过20,000个全职的灵媒和相士。
There are more than 2,000 newspapers across the United States that run a daily horoscope column.
在美国有超过2000份报纸每天刊登着星座占卜的专栏。
And it is not limited to the United States.
而且这不单是发生在美国。
This epidemic is worldwide.
它正在世界各地蔓延着。
And it has been growing in size for many years.
多年来它正不断地增长。
In this series of broadcasts, we have been contrasting the garden of God with the city of man.
在这系列节目里，我们一直在比较神的花园和人的城市。
God intended for his vice regents to live in a garden with all of its beauty.
神的心意是让他的助手住在极其美丽的花园里。
God intended for Adam and Eve to live in a garden with all of its provision.
神的心意是让亚当夏娃住在满有供应的花园里。
God intended for his vice regents to live in a garden with all of its protection.
神的心意是让他的助手住在满有保护的花园里。
Yet man chose to build a city.
可是人选择去建筑一座城。
We have looked at the city of man with all of its rootlessness.
我们看到人的城市是无根的。
The city of man is filled with loneliness.
人的城市是孤单寂寞的。
The city of man which is filled with artificiality.
人的城市充斥着虚假。
The city of man that is filled with arrogance and pride.
人的城市充斥着自负和骄傲。
In our last broadcast, we concluded by stating how God righteously judged the city of man.
上次的节目里，我们的结论说到神如何公义地审判人的城市。
By sending the flood to cover the earth.
用洪水淹没大地。
The Lord used Noah to warn the people of the earth.
神用挪亚去警告地上的人。
But they did not listen.
可是他们没有听。
And everyone but Noah's family was destroyed in that great flood.
除了挪亚一家，地上的人都被洪水所灭。
After the flood, Noah's children populated the earth once more.
洪水之后，挪亚的后裔再一次在地上繁殖起来。
Noah had three sons.
挪亚有三个儿子。
Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
闪。韩和雅弗。
Ham sinned against his father and ridiculed his father.
韩犯错得罪了他的父亲，又嘲弄他的父亲。
And he received the curse.
他因此受到咒诅。
That curse was transferred to his descendants.
这咒诅一直传给他的后代。
Shem, on the other hand, honored his father.
另一方面，闪尊敬他的父亲。
So he and his descendants received a blessing.
所以他和他的后代都得到祝福。
Make no mistake about it, God blesses you when you love your parents.
当你爱你父母时，神就赐福给你，这是千真万确的。
Abraham was a descendant of Shem.
亚伯拉罕是闪的后代。
But Canaan was the descendant of Ham.
但是迦南是韩的后代。
One of Ham's descendants by the name of Nimrod laughed and mocked God's curse upon his forefathers.
韩的后人中有一个名叫宁禄的，嘲笑神对他祖先的咒诅。
Let us look at the scripture in Genesis 11:1-9.
让我们一起看创世纪第十一章第一到第九节的经文。那时天下人的口音言语都是一样，他们往东边迁移的时候，在示拿地遇见一片平原，就住在那里。他们彼此商量说，来吧，我们要做砖，把砖烧透了。他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石漆当灰泥。他们说，来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天， 为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。耶和华降临，要看看世人所建造的城和塔。耶和华说，看哪、啊、他们成为一样的人民，都是一样的言语。如今既做起这事来，以后他们所要做的事就没有不成就的了。我们下去在那里变乱他们的口音，使他们的言语彼此不通。于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在全地上，他们就停工不造那城了。因为耶和华在那里变乱天下人的言语，使众人分散在全地上，所以那城名叫巴别。
I can use my imagination about this man Nimrod.
我们可以想象一下这叫宁录的人。
I can imagine him to be saying,
我可以想象得到他在说
God said what?
神说了些什么呀？
We are going to be slaves to the descendants of Shem?
我们会成为闪后裔的奴仆？
What kind of God is this?
他是个什么样的神呢？
I'm going to show him who is what.
我就是要让他知道到底谁是谁。
Instead of recognizing his ancestor's sin,
他非但没有承认他先祖的罪。
Instead of repenting and turning to the Lord and finding favor in the eyes of the Lord,
他非但不肯认罪，回转向神，恳求神的怜悯。
Nimrod wanted to defy God and God's plan.
尼禄公然地要叛逆神和神的计划。
Nimrod wanted to prove that he was not in need of God.
尼禄要证明他不需要神。
Nimrod wanted to build a civilization to oppose God.
尼禄要建立一个敌对神的文化。
People who refuse to believe in Jesus Christ are under God's judgment.
拒绝相信耶稣基督的人会受到神的审判。
And anyone who refuses to deal with the cause of that judgment,
任何人若拒绝去面对导致受审判的原因
is in rebellion.
就是在叛逆中。
There are people who are under curse who refuse to come to God for freedom from that curse.
有些受了咒诅的人拒绝来到神面前，寻求从那咒诅中解脱出来，得以自由。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because that requires their submission to God.
因为这需要先向神顺服。
Every disease and every sickness known to mankind is the result of the original sin.
人类所知道的每一种疾病都是原罪带来的后果。
Every pain and every heartache in the world is the result of the original sin.
世上每个痛苦，每份伤心都是原罪所带来的后果。
Every sin and consequence of sin is the result of the fall of man.
每一件罪和罪的后果都是人的堕落所引起的。
And today, 2,000 years after Christ was born,
在基督降生了2,000年后的今天
,Today, 2,000 years after Christ's provision for salvation,
在基督为我们设下救恩已2,000年的今天
Today, after Christ's provision of victory,
在基督建立胜利后的今天
those who refuse to submit to him are defying God.
那些拒绝顺服于他的就是叛逆神。
Look at the way we deal with the curse of sin.
看看我们自己如何处理罪所带来的咒诅。
If there is a new virus in the universe,
如果世上发现了新的病毒
We say, oh, we can eliminate it.
我们说可以把它消灭的。
If there is an incurable disease,
如果有了不治之症
we say, oh, we will cure that.
我们说可以把它医好。
We brag saying, give us enough money, give us enough time and technology, and we can do anything.
我们自夸说如果有足够的金钱、足够的时间和足够的科技我们就什么都能做。
We don't need God, we have technology.
我们拥有科技，因此我们不需要神。
We don't need God, we have science.
我们拥有科学，因此我们不需要神。
We don't need God, we have supercomputers.
我们拥有超级电脑，因此我们不需要神。
We don't need God, we have our ingenuity and talents.
我们有自己的创造力和聪明才智，因此我们不需要神。
You don't have to be a great Bible scholar to understand that God cannot be defied.
你不必是个伟大的圣经学者，才能懂神是不可叛逆的。
God's judgment cannot be defied.
神的审判不可违抗。
God's decrees cannot be defied.
神的命令不可违背。
There is only one way to escape the curse of sin.
只有一个方法才可以逃避罪的咒诅。
And that is by coming to the only one who took the curse upon himself.
就是来到那唯一的那位带我们承担咒诅的主面前。
That is why Jesus is given the name above every name.
这就是为何耶稣的名字高于天下的名字。
And that is why at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord.
也就是为何耶稣的名受到万民所跪拜，万民所称颂，他就是神。
Why?
为什么？
Because he took a curse upon himself that did not belong to him.
因为他把那不属于他的咒诅承担在自己身上。
It was your curse and it was my curse that he took upon himself.
那是你的咒诅，那是我的咒诅，但主自己替我们承担了。
Now let's go back to Nimrod.
现在让我们回到尼禄那儿。
Nimrod wanted to build a civilization.
尼禄要建立一种文化。
Nimrod wanted to make God obsolete.
尼禄要将神变为过时的。
Ultimately, Nimrod wanted his civilization to oppose God.
尼禄最终的目的是要用他的文化和神对敌。
That civilization we call Babylon or the Tower of Babel.
我们称那文化为巴比伦或巴别塔。
Today, I want to tell you why Babylon has always occupied a significant place in the Bible.
今天我要告诉大家为何巴比伦在圣经占上一个重要的位置。
From the beginning of Genesis 11 all the way to the book of Revelation,
由创世纪十一章一直到启示录。
Babylon is a symbol of living at enmity with God.
巴比伦象征与神为敌。
Babylon is a symbol of following false gods.
巴比伦象征随从假神。
Babylon is a symbol of abomination of earthly cities.
巴比伦象征那些可憎的地上城市。
How did Babylon get that dubious reputation?
巴比伦如何得到这可疑的名声？
It all began here in Genesis 11 when Nimrod and the inhabitants of Babylon said to themselves,
这名声早在创世纪已开始了。创世纪十一章记载到尼禄和巴比伦的居民这么说。
Let's come and build a city with a tower to reach heaven.
来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天。
And with this building project,The formal and well-organized opposition to God among humanity began.
这建筑计划就成为人类正式和有组织的抵挡神的开始。
My listening friends,
亲爱的朋友,
there are three important things you must remember about the people of Babylon.
你必须记住巴比伦人三方面的重点。
One,
第一。
They had a vision for a city without God.
他们的梦想是一座没有神的城。
Two,
第二。
They had a vision for stealing God's glory.
他们的梦想是窃取神的荣耀。
Three,
第三。
They had a vision for the religion of self-worship.
他们的梦想是自我崇拜的宗教。
Let's look first at this vision for a city without God.
让我们先看看没有神的城市的梦想。
Nimrod wanted to build a great empire with a religious system.
尼禄想建立一个带有宗教系统的庞大王国。
That is, he wanted a system in opposition to God of heaven and earth.
这个宗教系统是敌对天地的真神。
In a deliberate act, the citizens of Babylon chose to reject the knowledge of the true God.
巴比伦的人民故意选择拒绝认识真神。
And when people reject the true God,
当人拒绝真神时,
like it or not, they will embrace false gods.
他们就会身不由己地转向假神。
Whether they acknowledge it or not,
无论他们承认与否,
when people reject the true God,
当人拒绝真神,
they will worship other objects.
他们将崇拜其他事物。
The Bible speaks of the mystery of Babylon.
圣经说到巴比伦的奥秘。
And I want to tell you all about this mystery.
我要告诉大家所有有关这奥秘的事情。
And that is why I want you to tune in next time for me to tell you about the mystery of Babylon.
请大家留意收听下一次的节目，我将会跟大家讲巴比伦的奥秘。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
非常感谢您的收听，现在我们知道了是罪给我们带来了死亡，以往神所创造的伊甸园已经不复存在了，人们弃绝真神，投靠人所创造的假神，或是靠自己的聪明才智，世界也因此充满了诅咒，公义仿佛不是那么显而易见了。但是耶稣给黑暗中的世界带来了光明和希望，因为他为我们所有人的罪付上了死的代价。朋友们，信靠耶稣的人有福了，因为信靠他的人的罪被他的宝血厚厚地盖着，神就看那些人为无罪了。再次感谢您的收听，愿神祝福你们，我们下期再见。
奇迹。 血的罪孽为我死，为我而流泪，赐给我无尽的恩典。我能有什么给你啊？能报答你付的代价？
Thank you.